We are now joined by Ohio State head coach Thad Matta. The Buckeyes are 10-5 on the season and 2-0 in Big Ten play. Ohio State will travel to Northwestern on Wednesday before playing at Indiana on Sunday. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Can you start us out with a quick opening statement, then we'll go questions for you.
Well, you know, obviously excited to get two wins last week and open up Big Ten play. You know, we hopefully getting better and got a lot of challenges ahead of us.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Adam Jardy with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Thad. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Hey, you've talked about the impact that Cam has given you the last couple of weeks, especially since Austin transferred. He said he's not really looking over his shoulder anymore. I just wonder, did you sit down and talk with Cam at all when Austin left the program and say, look, we need more from you now? Did you guys have any conversations like that?
No, we really didn't. You know, I think that if you look at Cam's play throughout the season this year, and he's had some really, really good moments for us. And, I think the biggest thing that I probably sat down and talked with Cam about was just defensively. He's just done a tremendous job of defending, and we've always known he can kind of put the ball in the basket. So we just wanted him to be more of a complete player, and which is what Cam's a. I mean, he is a competitive kid. He's a great kid, and he wants to give everything he has for this program.
And I know he came in with a reputation as a shooter and a guy that can fill up the basket. Have you seen that sort of? Does that add any pressure on a kid when he gets to college, and especially when he has to sit out his first year the way that he did? Does that add any pressure for him where you saw him maybe pressing because he just wanted to score and show that he could be that guy at the next level?
You know, I haven't seen that. I know exactly what you're saying, and I have not seen that with him. He doesn't have a selfish bone in his body. And there's times where I want him probably to do a little bit more. But I love the pace that he's playing with right now. And probably most important, Adam, is I think he's got a great comfort about what he's doing when he's in the game.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, with no seniors on your roster, Mark Loving is obviously one of your most veteran players and had a big game last night against Illinois. What does he provide to your team as that veteran presence?
Well, I think that, any time that you have a team where you've got one, quote-unquote, upperclassman, you know, you probably expect a little bit more from him. Not only in terms of productivity, but I like the fact that Mark has worked very extremely hard, and he's put himself in a position physically and mentally to play his best basketball. I think from the standpoint of Mark having a heightened awareness in terms of his responsibilities to the program, I think he's getting more and more comfortable with that and accepting the challenges of being a really good player and being a really good teammate and leader for this team.
Our next question comes from the line of Adam Jardy with the Columbus Dispatch.
Figure I got you here. I'll ask you again.
This is the only one we got of these this year, so ask away.
With piggybacking on that about Mark, you had said how before the Minnesota game, you talked to your guys before games a lot, and you had specifically talked to him about kind of picking it up as the Big Ten started. The way that he's scored these last two games, is that a credit to just what you said to him? Did you see anything change in him as the conference play started?
No, I think that Mark is scoring the basketball in a variety of ways, which is something I think with this team that is important because there are a lot of moving pieces in terms of guys being able to do different things, sort of play different positions. And you know, him finding the avenues to be productive is something that is intuitive on his part, as well as helps our basketball team.
I know you've said you view him as basically a 50% three-point shooter. Did you challenge him in the offseason to put the ball on the ground more, or did you want him working on his jumper more?
Both, to be honest with you. I think that is something that I wanted him to be a well-rounded player, and because he could shoot the ball at the level that he does, you know, being able to put it down when they close out long is just an added dimension.
Thanks.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.